Shoot ya. Tracy Black, Bo Goss, we are back. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. However you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcast, all the different stations out there that you can listen to any podcast. We are available online. Thank you for tuning in every week. Tracy and I are on a tour right now. We're calling it the Coaches and Community Tour, and we're traveling around to all the different high schools all over North Alabama, Southern Tennessee, and just talking to these amazing coaches about their programs, about the history of the school, and my favorite part, Tracy, is just about life in general. Man, I'm having a good time.
Well, that's what we talked about on the way up here. Anybody that would just listen to some of these podcasts, there is so much wisdom, there's so much advice that can be taken away of some of the stories, because these coaches pour their heart into these programs and into making a difference in their players' lives. And at the end of the day, when you talk about hometown teams and hometown dreams and the community, it's the impact that these coaches have on these players that last a lifetime. You know, the coach of the day said, hey, he called me up and said, hey, I'm about to propose to my girlfriend. I wanted you to know. That's what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's all about. And, you know, Tracy, you know, you and I, we still talk about mentors that we had when we were in school and what kind of difference they made in our lives. And so you're right, man. It's just so cool to see the impact that these coaches are doing for this next generation and just how important it is to them. You know, whether it's Lead It Like You Found It or Tough People Win, or, you know, you can use all of these different types of things that they teach to do better in life. And I'm excited about where we are today.
So, yeah, today we traveled a little north of the state line. We are up in Loretta, Tennessee, and we have the honor and privilege of sitting down with Coach Bryce Glass of the Loretta Mustangs. Coach, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. I'm glad y'all having me.
Man, yeah, we are excited about, you know, just like we just said a few minutes ago, just getting to know you. You know, our ultimate goal is, like Tracy said a few minutes ago, is bringing communities together. And you guys are a huge part of what you guys do for your students, your athletes, your players, your staff, your faculty, the whole entire school, and what you guys do to help bring this community together is awesome. How did you get started? Tell us a little bit about Coach Glass.
I graduated from Loretto in 2009, played 4 years here under three different head coaches, and that's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Stability of this program. I mean, even since I've been here, I mean, we've been through four head coaches as I've been an assistant. So bringing that stability to the program is important to me. But I graduated from MTSU. Whole time knowing that I wanted to get into coaching. So first year helped Coach Walt Smith at Giles County High School as an assistant, and then Coach Boyd, who was the head coach at the high school, called and wanted me to come coach the junior high. So I was the head junior high coach here for 3 years, and then when Coach Cruz come in as the new high school head coach, he called me up and I become his DC. And then Coach Daniel come in, and I was his offensive coordinator. So, been Loretta pretty much the entire time.
Well, I think that's pretty cool how you have a goal coming in. I would like to make this more consistent, more stable. That's a great goal to have. Do you have a long-term you'd like to retire from here?
Oh, yeah. I have no plans of going anywhere. I'll be here as long as the admin and community will have me.
And it's got to mean more, too, because you wore that same uniform for 4 years here as well. So that's got to be a cool feeling.
Oh, yeah. It's unreal. You know, I've done a couple interviews. I mean, it truly is a dream come true to be able to be back here and sitting in this office and the head of this program. It's a dream come true.
Well, I'd say one thing. You know, my kids played youth football for Lauderdale County, or at Brooks in Lauderdale County Youth Football League, and we always played Loretta year in, year out. And one thing that I can remember about every team that Loretta puts on the field is hard-nosed and tough, and it's a tough environment to play in. And as we were walking in this morning, You know, noticing the brand new bleachers, the Jumbotron field looks amazing. I mean, there's been a lot of investment into this program over the last few years, and that says a lot about the community and what how proud they are of the Loretta Mustangs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the press box just got redone, new bleachers, new lights. We're working on the field, getting it, you know, French drains put in so it drains better. I mean, the community and the admin at the high school and the central office have been amazing getting stuff done around here.
Well, Coach, I can tell you, he's right. We were walking up, and I have not had the opportunity to be at a game here on a Friday night. But, man, the fans are on the field. They are right there. And just walking behind the end zone by the field house, I mean, that'd be a great spot to stand. I mean, laying up against that railing, and you're literally, folks that are listening, you're probably, what, 6 feet from the end zone? That's got to be loud. Yeah. It's got to be a cool feeling.
It's pretty awesome. I honestly got chills while you're sitting here talking about it, because, I mean, it really is. I mean, we've been really fortunate the last few years. I mean, there's usually standing room only, and the whole rail you're talking about is usually lined with people from – the way y'all come in all the way to the concession stand, it's awesome. And our students have done a great job. You know, they're over here with the band on ours, but they stretch from the bleachers all the way to that rail. And, I mean, it really is a great environment.
Coach, we were talking a little bit before we got on the air. It's a little different here than it is in Lauderdale County, Colbert County. There's so many schools, and they're really close to each other proximity-wise in classification, so there's a whole lot of traveling, and there's a lot of rivalries. But here, a lot of times on Friday night, man, you're traveling 60, 70, 100 miles away to play a game. What does that, as far as rivalries, tell us a little bit about who is Loretta's biggest rival and how that works?
Yeah, I mean, we have two other high schools in the county. So Lawrence County High School, obviously a big rivalry, and then Summertown, you know, they've been in our region ever since, you know, that we both come up to 2A, and they had a football program. So them two are definitely the two biggest ones in county rivalries. And it awesome places to play too. Lawrenceburg's got great facilities. Summertown's getting a new field this year, so hopefully they can get in on it. But I mean, it's pretty awesome, the rivalry inside the county in all sports, not just football. If you ever have a chance to come to a Loretta Summertown basketball game, you need to come to it. It's the same thing with Loretta Lawrenceburg. I mean, they're insane.
Yeah, you just mentioned basketball. I do know that, you know, basketball has won several state titles. You and I were talking before we went on air that, you know, every single sport at Loretta has won a state championship. And that's another passion and goal of yours, is to make sure that football gets that one too.
Oh, yeah. That'd be unreal to bring one here in football. I mean, like you said, Loretta's got a rich tradition in all sports, really. It's really amazing.
Yeah, that basketball team last year, 35-0, that is absolutely incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing. But I'm going to have to come check one of those games out. I like that. What about – not very far from here, but what about like Collinwood and Wayne County? You ever play those guys?
Yeah, Collinwood, they've been consistently on the schedule every year. And honestly, I don't want this to sound bad, but honestly, we're probably a bigger rival for them than they are to us. You know, they're single A, and we've been fortunate the last 5-6 years to be able to get a win against those guys. Now, Jacob Gobble, he's added to our staff this year. Coach Gobble coached at Collinwood for years. And just talking to him, that's a game that they mark on their schedule every year that they try to take. I think it's become a rival for them. Wayne County, we've not played in I guess that was Coach Daniels' first year we played them. So we've not played them in 4 or 5 years, but used to. That was a consistent game. And those two are always awesome because, I mean, like you said, our travel is brutal. And them two only being 30 minutes, 45 minutes away, are big games on the schedule.
As far as you guys have to travel on a Friday that you having to drive, like, what's the furthest you got to go this year?
Bolivar Central over by Memphis.
Wow.
That's a region game?
No.
So that's what, hour and a half drive?
No, it's pushing over 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a long way to go.
So, I mean, you're going to have to leave, what, 3 o'clock?
Oh, we'll leave before then. We'll probably leave about 1:30-ish, 2 o'clock. Make sure we get over there in time to get them off the bus and stretch legs and all that before I'm a big guy on routine. Okay. So I don't want to get there and be rushing to get out of the locker room and get on the field. We're going to make sure. We'll probably take them somewhere to eat before and all that, just to make sure we're not rushing to get on the field and all that.
Hey, man, but you think about this. You and I have talked about this before, the bus ride. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kids will probably enjoy that 2-hour bus ride, cutting up, having a good time, just memories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That they'll take on forever. Man, you remember that 1 year we rode all the way to Memphis? Yeah. You know?
Coach, when you look at your program, all right, so had some pretty success in the last few years, made the playoffs. Looking at this year's team, as far as returning starters, seniors, what's it looking like for the Mustangs this upcoming season?
We're returning some pretty big players. Our O-line is probably going to be our strength this year. I mean, we're returning all of them but one guy, so that's big. Now, our offensive tackle, we're going to move him to running back and H-back. But Dylan Thompson, wide receiver for us, he's been consistent all 4 years. He's going to be a senior this time. And then Ben Lyles, he's going to be a sophomore. He's going to be our quarterback this year. He hurt his elbow last year, didn't get a lot of playing time, but the kid's football IQ is impressive. We're returning some big pieces. Andrew Riley's going to be in the backfield some for us. He's going to be big. We're not young, but we're inexperienced. A lot of these guys have been sitting and waiting their turn, playing special teams, spot playing here and there, that we're going to have play big minutes this year, which will be a big deal for them. They've been waiting their turn. I hope they're hungry to get on the field and show what they can do.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I would think that, man, when you're sitting there waiting your turn, you're chomping at the bit, you know, and that probably will come in your favor.
Yeah, I hope.
You know, when it's your turn, here you go. It's your turn, buddy. I mean, I love it. And then you said probably the biggest thing, you got 4 of the 5 offensive line returning. Mm-hmm. Well, man, we all know as football guys, the offensive line's the transmission.
Oh, yeah.
Of the team to move the football down the field. So I would really be pumped about that.
Oh, yeah, I am. And, you know, we're a spread team, but we're a spread to run team. We run a lot of power inside football. And our O-line it's been our bread and butter ever since I've been the offensive coordinator here. I mean, it's a big deal. And I'm excited about this group.
So is offense your gig?
Yes, it always has been. When Coach Cruz was here, he was a big offensive guy, and he's like, "Hey, I need a DC." And I said, "Coach, I'll do whatever you need me to do." I appreciate those years I was the DC under Cruz. I really feel like it's helped me progress into being a better offensive coordinator, just being on that side of the ball. So.
And you talk about offensive line a minute ago. We had a coach tell us the other day, he said, you know, we said, what would you say about somebody wanting to coach? What would you give some advice? He said, learn offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
He said, that's where the game's won.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you got 4 starters coming back. That is huge.
Yeah.
Let's just say that a local business, somebody in the Loretta area, in the Lawrence County area, is looking for a way to promote their business. I know that Coach Daniels was putting together some packages, like for your Jumbotron and for the upcoming season. You got some packages that people can reach out to you about?
Absolutely. So what we've done this year as instead of, you know, me selling football ads, we've come together, all the head coaches and the admin, and we're doing an all-sports package. So you get football games, you get high school football, middle school football, boys soccer, boys and girls basketball, and volleyball. $750 gets you a static ad. You know, it flashes so many times throughout the game, throughout the pregame, throughout the postgame. And then $1,500 if you want to do a running 30-second commercial, which goes before games, halftime, and then postgame too.
A deal. All you local businesses out there, that is a deal.
I mean, I think so. You know, 100%. Me and some of the assistant coaches went to, 25 businesses yesterday and passed out the flyers and all that. So we're trying to push it. You know, I think it'll be good for all sports.
You know, there again, it just helps going back, pushing the community and bringing the community and the school and everybody together. It's exactly what that is.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's why I wanted you to have that opportunity to talk about that, because if you're a local business anywhere around here, you're not going to be on a Friday night with that many people in the stadium. I mean, what an opportunity. But just not on Friday night. I mean, you're going all the way through football, basketball, volleyball. You cover it all. Yeah. That's a good package. Other schools need to probably pick up on that right there. That's a good package at a very reasonable cost, in my opinion.
What's it mean to Coach Glass to see a Mustang uniform?
Oh, that's awesome. Not to get too, you know, cliche or whatever, but this program has built me into who I am. You know, my dad tells everybody when I was in middle school in seventh grade, I was playing basketball, and my dad tells everybody, he said, my son's going to be a coach one day. I mean, he knew it, you know, the way I communicated and my passion for the game and all that. He told everybody that. And I mean, it really has progressed me into who I am.
Who's your Coach Glass? Who's the guy that just really made that huge impression on you?
That'd be Jason Busby. He was the head coach my senior year. And me coming in as a senior, already had two head coaches. I was the quarterback, and Buzz really took me in under his wing and was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. It may not always be pretty, but you're going to play a bigger part in this than what you know for the future. Me and him are still, I talk to him almost daily, whether it's about football, his girls playing basketball, whatever. He's definitely been that impact in my life.
Coach, I know you've served as the OC up here with Coach Daniels. You've been up here for several years. We've come in, First and Souls come in and done some player of the week here, been some phenomenal athletes that's come through the program last few years. And then now we're getting geared up. July 21st, 22nd, we're going to have our annual media days. Josh Aycock at Singing River Media just posted yesterday, we're going to have 58 teams over a two-day cycle.
That's awesome.
And just to see the growth of what media days has done over the last few years, I think the first year we did it 4 years ago, we only had like 27 teams. What does that mean like to you and your program to be able to come down and spot those kids for a couple of days?
Oh, man, it's a great opportunity for the kids. I mean, that exposure for them and that opportunity for them, what y'all do for them is amazing. Not only with the media days, but with the players of the week and all that. I mean, that means a lot to them, and that's incredible that y'all do that. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Coach, let the listeners know, you married, you got kids?
Yep, been married. They put me on the spot. been married 9 years. Jenny, my wife. We have three children. And, yeah, I mean, just.
She a Loretta girl?
Oh, yeah. Loretta born and raised. Cheered here. Played volleyball here. My son, Tobias, a stepson, he played here. We're Loretta through and through.
So QB1 marries a cheerleader.
There we go. Huh? Hometown dreams.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you talk about, all right, so again, the rivalries, the in county rivalries and stuff like that, is there any particular team, like when you played here or when you've been coaching here, is there any particular team that when you see them on the schedule, you're like, hey, let's go get them?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, Lawrenceburg and Summertown. Outside of them too, though, Waverly was that team. Waverly put a bad taste in my mouth when I was my first or second year coaching. We went over there and they absolutely beat the dog mess out of us, like bad, like real bad. So coming up, you know, they got back in our region a few years ago, and I told Coach Daniel, I said, that's the one on the schedule. I want to beat Lawrenceburg. I want to beat Summertown, but we're going to beat those jokers. And we have really good success against them the 2 years that we're in our region. So.
Huge, yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
We heard a coach talk a few weeks ago about when you're in particular situations. I just want to hear your take on this. Let's just say it's late in the game. You're down by one. You've got the ball inside the 20. At that point, a coach really doesn't think about plays or schemes. He thinks about players.
Oh, yeah.
Is that 100%?
Oh, absolutely. We got in a very similar situation year before last when we went 10-0, that 10-0 season. We had Mount Pleasant week 10, and it was a shootout. It ended up being 62-50-something. And late in the game, you know, that year Carter, coach's son, got hurt. So we had a different quarterback in, and the situation was different anyways. I look at Dylan Cotton, Coach Cotton, who's my right-hand man when it comes to offense. I said, we got to get the ball to Jack Welch. I said, Jack was a big receiver for us, stud. I said, I don't care what we're going to run, but we got to get Jack the ball because they can't tackle him. And well, sure enough, we did. You know, we threw a little in-and-out route from about the 15, and the guy missed tackling. He scored. It's all about getting it to your playmakers when the times come. I'm a big component of that.
Man, yeah. Coach, if it's a beautiful, beautiful week and you happen to be off, and I know that's not –
It's not often.
One thing we have learned doing this is it's basically 365.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once the final whistle blows and you're out for the season, that very next Monday, y'all are right back prepared for the next season. So, which I appreciate very much. And, you know, the sacrifice that you guys do is just awesome. But what's something, if you had a week off, what does Coach Glass want to do?
We're probably going fishing. That's what I'm about to do as soon as we get done done with this. My little girl, she's eight, and her papa Jerry are ate up with fishing, and she wants to go every day. So we do a lot of fishing. You know, that's probably what we'd be doing.
Coach, let me ask you this: when you grew up here, this is your hometown. If you were talking, let's just say a family's moving here and they really like this community, they like the area, they come, they sit down and talk with you about their kid coming to Loretta and playing football for you, what are some of the things that you would tell those guys that make Loretta a great place to call home and this a great school to attend?
The experience. And I've lived it firsthand. You know, I went to school here. The experience you get at Loretta High School is like no other. Not just with sports. Now, like I said, we talked about off air, the sports have been amazing. You know, football's had success, baseball's won 2 state championships, boys basketball's won 2, girls won, volleyball's won. The experience and the opportunities you have here to be successful are better than most, to be honest. I mean, it's just an incredible place. The community, it don't matter what we're doing, whether we're doing fundraisers or games, we pack that new gym out every game. During basketball, these stands are full every football game. The exposure you can get here is truly incredible, and there ain't no place like it, in my opinion.
Man, yeah, and you know, being in sales, I've always been in sales and love it. Your biggest sales pitch to me is if I had a kid and we were moving to the area, is when I'm looking at the head coach, he says, "I wore that jersey."
That's right.
I grew up here. I went to school here. You want to talk about why? I'm going to tell you my why. My why is for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just think that's a great selling tool.
Mm-hmm. And fully invested. Absolutely, yeah. Invested. Now, is this your first head coaching job?
It is at high school level. Like I told you, I was the middle school head coach for a while at South Lawrence or junior high. But yeah, this is the first high school job.
But you've got many years of experience under your belt and coached under many different coaches, many different philosophies. If a young kid were to reach out to you, whether you know him or not, and he's like, "Hey, coach, man, I love football. I think it's what I want to do for a living. I want to make a career out of it." What would be something you'd tell that guy for advice?
You better not like doing anything else.
That's a great answer.
To be able to do that, I mean, you're talking about 365 days a year, living in the weight room, living in the film. It's a lot. And, I mean, if you want to do that, you got to be dedicated. And that's the hard part about, you know, things now. Kids play so many different sports. I mean, and we love multi-sport athletes, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, there's some kids I only have for 3 months out of the year because they're playing baseball, they're playing basketball. And, you better not like doing anything else if you want to make a career out of it.
Yeah, those guys are rolling. As soon as your last play's over, they're rolling into basketball. And then they roll. They may even have to give up a couple of weeks of baseball and then roll into baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this past year, well, because we made such a deep run in basketball, I think Coach Curtis, baseball coach, I don't think he had all his starters until like 10 games already into the season. So
and still went undefeated.
Basketball did.
Basketball did.
So yeah, I mean it's
well, they stay in shape.
Oh yeah, yeah. They don't have any choice but to.
So all right, now let me flip that around as far as giving advice to somebody. If Coach Glass had to just say, man, this is my favorite thing about being the head coach at Loretta High School, what do you love about it, Coach?
I guess it'd be the opportunity to build the program. This program's gave so much to me, and just the opportunity to give back to it. That would be my answer to that.
I would love, Tracy, I'm going to look forward to it. We need to mark our calendars 4 years from today to come talk to Coach Glass and see the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Hear the difference, you know.
Y'all welcome anytime.
It's going to be a really cool experience to watch you grow as a first-year head coach to what you'll look like years down the road. Let's fast forward. It's 20 years from now. What legacy would you want for somebody to say, man, Coach Glass was, and you fill in the blank?
I want to be good to the kids. I want to put the kids first. It's like we talked in our coaches meeting. My name might be at the top of this list, but I'm not the most important room. It's the kids in the locker room. Give them an experience that they enjoy, a successful experience, hopefully. But I mean, I want to be good to the kids. I've tried to do that my whole coaching career. I want to be that guy like Coach Busby was for me, that they're calling me after they graduate. You know, they're talking to me about, you know, life and other stuff outside of football. That wants to be my legacy, is that kind of guy.
Well, and he's exactly right, because football ends. You know, there are some kids that are going to be able to go play at the college level. And there's very few that go on to play at that next level. But for the majority of the students, football ends on that last snap of that last game in high school. Mm-hmm. And it, all those intangibles that a lot of coaches don't think about, it's the impact that you have on those young kids. That's what you just said. And that's what's going to last far beyond the football field.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Tracy. Well said. Is there a phrase that you preach and you pound into these people?
Yeah, compete.
Compete.
That's been that's since day one when I talked to them for the very first time after Coach Daniel resigned, is I said, we got to compete. We got to win June. And that's not, you know, that's competing against yourself. You want to compete against yourself in the weight room. You want to compete against yourself in speed and agility. In every aspect that we're doing individually or as a team, we want to compete. So that's been the team message so far.
Well, I'd say one thing, you know, walking in this morning and looking at the amazing facilities here and having the opportunity to sit down here with Coach Glass, if we didn't tell the listener that he's the first-year head coach here, no way you'd ever know this guy ain't been here 20 years.
Dude, you stole that out of – that was what I was going to say next. I was going to be like, man, he doesn't sound like a first-year head coach for
not
sure.
At all.
And, you know, I will say, Coach, you'd mentioned that you were the head coach for a middle school team. And Tracy will vouch for me on this. So many coaches have said that their piece of advice would be to go coach middle school. That's where you really learn how to coach kids, because they don't even know how to put a girdle on.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do a lot of stuff.
You'll figure out if it's your passion or not, that's for sure. That's what Coach Cotton, he's done an amazing job at our middle school, and he helps us on Friday nights and during the week too. He's done an amazing job at the middle school, keeping kids out, keeping them in there. I mean, he works them out there in the weight room, and we're really fortunate at the job he's done down there. And he was actually my assistant when I was the middle school head coach. So he's been with me from the get-go.
Coach, I do have a question, an X's and O's question. The philosophy, your program now starts this year, 2025. Mm-hmm. Will it be about the same or is it different?
Offensively, we're going to look a lot of the same. Obviously, for me calling the offense for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, we're going to implement, and I mean, I don't know how much y'all watched, but offensively, we've been pretty stinking good the last few years. We've had one of the top offenses in the state consistently. Obviously, that's a big component to the players we've had. But we'll look very similar on offense. We RPO a lot, power run football inside with a spread look. Defensively, we will look a lot different. We're going to be more of a multi-front kind of team. You know, coming in to this, I was like, okay, we've got offense figured out, what we're going to do defensively. And I just told him, I said, as an offensive coordinator, if I know that you're going to be in this defense when I get in this formation every time, that gets easy for me. So I talked to Coach Boyd, and I said, hey, I want to be multi-front. I don't want to be looking the same every time, just because from an offensive standpoint, I mean, that's shooting fish in a barrel if I know how you're going to line up every time.
Especially if you're running an RPO, okay, you know, that Mike's going to do – he's going to be doing this. This is going to be doing this. So we do know not to give it to Tracy. You keep it that time.
Yeah.
You know, that's I like it. Yeah, I love it, actually.
The RPO game's been really, really good to us. Carter was amazing at reading the RPOs. Mason was really good at reading the RPOs because a lot of our stuff's post-snap. We got some pre-snap stuff, but a lot of it's, you know, we're reading it on the fly and we're pulling it, running it, pulling it, and throwing it. And Ben has looked really well so far. So continuing that good quarterback run we've had, I hope.
One thing about RPO, your QB1's got to be tough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got to be willing to get hit in the mouth because you're going to make a bad read every once in a while and the defense is going to smoke you. But you know, we try to put them in good situations, and you know, as coaches, that don't always work. So we've had a good run though with Carter and with Mason, and I think Ben will continue that run at quarterback that we've had.
But you know what, Tracy, he's teaching them to compete.
That's right. And you know, you talk about Carter, Daniel, and you talk about Mason. The Tittle kid had won a couple of Player of the Week awards. I mean, just phenomenal athletes. One thing that I would just like to ask is when you think about Loretta on a Friday night, and you've alluded to it a little bit earlier, but what's that like to the listener that don't know anything about Loretta, have never been here, not familiar with the community, but on a Friday night, home game, that team gets ready to take the field, you throw that headset on, what's that moment like inside this stadium?
It's awesome. Loud. I mean, it really is. It's loud. We've had some student section lines that stretch all the way to the 50 from the end zone. And, I mean, it's truly amazing. And I know I'm biased, obviously, because my love for this place. But it really is. I mean, there's not an empty seat in the house. I mean, our student section shows up and shows out. I mean, it really is. It's awesome.
Man, I could only imagine, you know, when you – laying in bed or you're driving down the interstate and you're thinking about a Friday night and you're hearing a band in your back of your head, you're hearing cheerleaders, you're hearing whistles blow. I mean, you're just going through. Your vision is exactly this place because that's where you were at.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're running off the side. You're running to the sideline to talk to coach or after a game to help sing the alma mater or whatever, and it's here.
Yeah.
And so – golly, man, I wish you a lot of success that first football game when those lights are on, to be putting that headset on as the Mustang head man. That's going to be cool, Coach. I'll be thinking about you. Your first game, the 22nd?
22nd, yep.
I'll be thinking about you.
No doubt. And then also, Coach Glass to me reminds me of that analogy or old cliche. It says, if you find something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And then you can tell Coach loves this place. He's honored to be here. And, Coach, best of luck. Appreciate you taking the time. As a lot of people know, this week is kind of a dead week for high school football. A lot of people are off. They're not working out. But you taking the time, come up here and meet with us and talk to us. Look forward to seeing you at Media Days. And best of luck this season.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I will say, Coach, you are the picture perfect of one of our slogans at First and Soul. Hometown teams. Hometown dreams. He had a dream to be a coach. This is his hometown, and by gosh, he's the head coach.
That's right.
Hometown teams, hometown dreams. Coach Glass, I really appreciate it, man.
I appreciate y'all.
It was fun to talk to you. Go catch you a big fish today, buddy.
Right, we're gonna try.
Go Mustangs, guys. We'll be back next week. Thank you for tuning in for the Coaches and Community Tour. See you next time. My time.